Paul. Hello.
Hello, Rosie. Paul.
Yes.
Hello, Paulie. Thank you for giving you a call from MMA Legal. It's in regards to the inquiry you made, talking to your time in care in Scotland.
Yep.
So it's obviously to get that started, sorted for you there, Paul, to ensure, obviously, you know, we start the claim for you. Just take a few details from you and ensure everything we've got is correct. All right.
Yep, no problem.
Just bear me a moment then, Paul, and I'll just make sure this for you. So let's have a look. Just bear me a sec there, Paul. I'm just seeing how far your claim was up to, so bear me a moment. I'll see you. Okay, Paul. So what we need to do, Paul, we need from you really would just be photo ID and proof of address. We have your claims form here. I believe you was in, let me have a look for you. You was in the Dale School, weren't you? The Dale School in Ebro.
That was
right.
That was right.
That's the one. No. Yeah, that's fine. And I believe he's in there for 1 year. Now, all this, Paul, like I say, your claim is ready to go. All we need is photo ID and proof of address for your case. And then we can proceed with the case, like I say. And the average is around £45,000. But we've done the hard bit, Paul. So, like I say, all the, you know, the relevant details we needed for the case, they've been taken. This is just a case now of you just taking a picture of your driving license or passport or bus pass, whichever you've got, and then just taking a picture of a letter. That's all we need from you, Paul.
Just a bus pass, sir.
So yeah, that's it. I'm going to show you now, Paul. Yeah, that's from I'm going to send you a message now, Paul. Please take a clear photo of photo ID and proof of address. So, like I say, Paul, we need a picture of your bus pass, and then we also need a letter in the last 3 months. Now, I've sent you a message via WhatsApp. That's where you can send it if it's easier for you.
What's your name again?
My name's Ben.
Ben?
Ben, that's correct.
Cheers.
Yeah, I took your statement quite a while ago, to be fair. I'm the only doubt with your claim, Paul. It was quite some time ago when we took the statement, to be fair. Would you still like to leave Susan Armstrong as your beneficiary, Paul, as well?
Aye, definitely.
Yeah, leave her as the beneficiary. Right, okay, Paul, no problem.
Alexa.
Okay.
Like I say, just any letter dated in the last 3 months, Paul, and then just a picture of your bus pass, that'll be fine. We need to see the full bus pass and a full letter.
That's no problem.
While you're doing that, Paul, I'm just going to finish these last few details on your account to make sure everything's up to date. So I'm just going to confirm date of birth, 20/3/71. Okay.
Yep.
Perfect, Paul, no problem. So, like I say, once you find the letter there, Paul, and obviously you've got your ID, all you need to do is open the WhatsApp message, and then you'll see a message from myself. You just need to reply to it with the pictures. That's all we need from you, Paul. While you're doing that, I'm just going to finish these last few details.
Can I use my vote? Thanks for going to vote or so.
For a letter, yeah, if you any letter that? At all, Paul. Any letter. As long as it's dated in the last 3 months, you can use any letter what you fancy, Paul. Anything at all. So it could be a letter from the postcode lottery, for example. It could be anything at all.
No, there's no dates on it, like.
Yeah, just anything with the date on, Paul. It can be January, February, March, any of those dates.
Oh, fucking hell.
Take your time, Paul. There's no rush, Paul. Like I say, I'm here for you anyway, so take your time, Paul.
I couldn't have asked if I tried. There wasn't a bit today. I used to cross-country runner.
Yeah. See, I would like to say, yeah, you don't really get many letters these days. That's the tricky bit. And a lot of people, it's just them all automated, isn't it? So let's just put these details down for you. Just to confirm with yourself, Paul, you went into care when you was 9, is that correct? 9 years old?
Yeah, that was the first one, yeah.
The first, that was in Tidhill School, yeah?
Tidhill School, I know.
Yeah, perfect. He was in there for a year, so he was 9, so it was 1980 to 1982.
Everyone on Gravel has given me the wrong dates.
You was 8, you reckon?
How long do you reckon it's supposed to be? Or the letter of the 1st of December day?
How long did you bought? Sorry, Paul. You cut out then, sorry, Paul. I couldn't hear you.
I bought a letter from the doctor for the 1st of December. Did that day?
1st of December. The 1st of December for POA. No, I think it needs to be January. So January, anywhere in January onwards.
I've got my gas safety check, I've got done in before the March.
That should be fine. Has it got your name on it and the address, Paul?
Aye.
Yeah, that's perfect then, Paul. I'd say anything with your name, address and the date on any of those. Like I say, when you do take the pictures, Paul, so what you're best off doing, open the WhatsApp, click the camera, just take a picture of the ID separate, and then take a picture of the letter on its own. But we need to see the full document and the full provisional, or full driving licence as well. Let's have a look, Paul. So that's come through. Let's have a look. Yeah, that's great, Paul. They're both perfect. So last thing we need from you, Paul, like I say, just so we can get in contact with the relevant departments in regards to, like, local authority. If you look at your email or text now, Paul, you should have a message from myself. It's just a document we need to sign so we can request your records from the local authority. Now, like I say, with this, Paul, basically, you can obviously apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Now, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, Paul, it would be under the private agreement. The agreement is, Paul, it's no win, no fee service. If you're unsuccessful, it doesn't cost you an absolute penny. Only on a successful claim, it's 16%. So the solicitor takes 16% of it and 4% for VAT, of course, which, you know, is just a tax that you pay in the UK. So, Paul, let me know. It should have arrived for you. Like, you just need to scroll down to the bottom, sign the box, and then just click at the point where it says execute all documents.
Done.
Yep, that should come through in a moment then, Paul. It's not come through just yet. As it said, signed on your hat, on your end. Ah, there we go. It's come through now, Paul. Yep, no, that's perfect then, Paul. So we've got your ID, we've got the POA, and we've also got the document back, which is great. So we're going to start work on the case now, Paul. Obviously, we've been doing the initial investigation, but now this is the actual thorough investigation. Now, with the claim, Paul, we aren't expecting anywhere from 8 to 12 months. Sometimes it can be a bit quicker. It all really depends on the authority and how quick they deal with it. But like I say, the minute we can get it done for you, we will do. If you do need anything in the meantime, Paul, just give me a call on this number. But that is all I need you for, today, pal. It's just to get an up-to-date record and get that sorted, okay?
Cheers, thank you for that.
No worries, pal. Cheers for your time, fella. Thank you.
Cheers, Ben.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ben.
Thank you.